Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. Let's get started. Very special thanks to my sponsor, Salzer and Dillard Funeral Chapel, helping families and friends honor their loved ones. Professional funeral and crematory services for all families. www.salzerandillard.com. Give them a call today, 559-635-1144. My recipe for you today is a very unique recipe that I think you're really going to like. It is something that we take for granted a lot, but I know for sure if you learn how to do it this way, you would love it. This is my recipe for saute of oyster mushrooms. Now, these are not oysters, they're oyster mushrooms, sometimes also called abalone mushrooms, but most of the time they are oyster mushrooms or king oyster mushrooms. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is I need to get my pan and I need to put in there 2 tablespoons of Rosenthal Arbasana olive oil. It's so important that I use Rosenthal brand because I've never had an issue with that at all. It's a very, very pure flavor, the Arbasana olive. 2 cups of oyster mushrooms. And remember, oyster mushroom is an Asian beach style mushroom. And I promise you, they're really, really good. They're available almost year round. And right now, mushrooms are really hitting in season. So this is the peak of when you should be eating a lot of mushrooms. 2 cloves of minced garlic. And I want to make sure that garlic is nice and minced up because we don't want to put that in the pan. If we put that in the pan right away, what's going to happen is it's going to burn, because whenever we use our pans, on this segment, we always want to make sure that our pan is on a medium-high heat so we can get a good saute. So the olive oil goes in, the oyster mushrooms go in, the minced garlic goes in. We're going to season it with salt and pepper. We always want to season food while it's cooking, because if we don't season it while it's cooking, the seasoning stays only on the top. It doesn't actually fully incorporate into the food that we're cooking, and that's a very important step right there. We're going to put 2 sprigs each of thyme and rosemary. And I like the fresh stuff. I don't want to use any of the dry stuff when I'm doing mushrooms, because we're always going to take that out. But that beautiful fresh and beautiful essence and flavor is in there. We need to make sure it's in there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and saute these. Now, whenever you're sauteing, remember, it's a high heat with low fat. So we're going to be cooking really, really fast here. It's a saute. It's supposed to be done really, really quick. For about 2 minutes, I want to go ahead and put them in our pan. We're going to mix that around just using our hand, just swirling the pan around just to make sure nothing is sticking. Because if something sticks, something's going to burn. We don't want anything to burn. I'm going to hit that with 1 cup of white wine. And I'm also going to hit that with some paprika, just a little bit to put some of that smoky flavor on there. I'm going to go ahead and let the wine come to where it's au sec, which means the wine is almost gone. Add 2 tablespoons of cold butter, swirl that around, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.